West Georgia's first news on this Friday from the News Talk 1330 FM 106.3 Newsroom. I'm Colin Worthington reporting. With the holiday season upon us, people are buying more items online and having them delivered to their home. Unfortunately, that means porch pirates will be out there looking to take advantage of easy opportunities.
It is a season. We're going to be getting a lot of packages. I would just ask people to look, if you got a place of business and you can get your packages there, reroute the shipment to there. And that way, when it comes in, if you can do it, a lot of businesses won't let you do that.
But if they do, there's somebody there when the truck
shows
up.
Somebody's there. It's not left on your porch. We have people that ain't got nothing else better to do but to ride around in the neighborhood, to ride around and see if there's something on the porch. And it happens so quickly.
Harrelson County Sheriff Stacy Williams talking with WKNG King Country Morning Show host John Copeland.
With the advent of home camera systems, we've solved a lot of these crimes. And when you catch these people, the reason you get is just, really? I mean, you want to risk going to jail and being charged for a $5 package. So I would just recommend to people, schedule deliveries when you're at home, or if you've got a family member or friend that's home, work out a deal with them. But try not to have it delivered to your house where it's going to be sitting there for hours on end.
It is estimated that 36% of Americans have at least once had a package stolen from outside of their house. A Carrollton teenager is sharing her story of struggling with an eating disorder in an effort to bring awareness and to help others.
It all began my seventh grade year. I began feeling, you know, just very unworthy, not enough, shaming my body, and wanting to find something that made me successful. And so I began diving into sports and restriction eating, quote unquote, clean eating, if you will. Soon that turned it into a lot of compulsive behaviors with that. Going into my eighth grade year, I started restricting even more. At this point, I was, you know, becoming malnourished.
Elena Windham sharing her story with Sarah Claudia Kane on a recent WLBB Community Voice.
I would say eating disorders and specifically get, you know, classified as this physical issue, when in reality, it's 100% mental. And there is that body factor of you're malnourished and it's not good for you, and it shows up on blood work and whatever else. But at the end of the day, it really is 100% mental, because you can't have an IV or take some medicine and feel better. That's just not how it is. It really is a mental disorder.
And that complete interview with Windham is now archived online at newstalk1330.com. Well, 1 month after leading Harrelson County deputies on a high-speed chase, then fleeing on foot into the woods, an accused meth trafficker is in police custody. In October, deputies tried to pull over a 1999 blue GMC Sonoma on I-20 after they were informed the truck had expired registration. When deputies tried to initiate a stop, the driver, later identified as Brandon Duff, sped up and away. Just past exit 5, a Georgia State trooper entered the pursuit and conducted a pit maneuver and ended the chase around mile marker 2. Before Duff's truck stopped, he jumped out and ran across the interstate, entering the wood line. Deputies tried, but they were not able to locate him. Deputies searched the truck and found 3 pounds of methamphetamine and a firearm stolen out of Douglasville. Then this week, the Douglas County Sheriff's Office gained intel that Duff was in Douglas County, and the Scorpion Unit was able to locate him and capture him quickly without incident. Duff faces charges in Douglas County before he will be brought back to Harrelson County. Well, 6 Carroll County elementary schools and 3 Carroll County middle schools have been named best schools by U.S. News & World Report and are eligible to display the best elementary school or best middle school badge. Schools on both lists represent the top 40% of elementary or middle schools in Georgia. Making the elementary list are Ithaca Elementary, Central Elementary, Roopville Elementary, Mount Zion Elementary, Whitesburg Elementary School, and Glanton-Hinsman Elementary School. Making the middle school list are Central, Bowden, and Bay Springs. High schools are ranked separately with differing criteria, and they were announced back in August, with all 5 Carroll County high schools making that list. Round 2 of the high school football playoffs tonight, and a few local teams are still in the mix. And you can hear the play-by-play of those games on Craddock radio stations. In the Class 7A matchup, the Carrollton Trojans host Valdosta. Hear that game on Kiss 102.7. Bowden Red Devils hosting Greene County in Class A Division 2 play. That game on B92 Country. And on Great Classics 98.9, the Central Lions host Lovett. Coverage begins at 5 o'clock on each station. West Georgia residents get their local news and information from this radio station, the Newstalk1330.com website, and the Newstalk1330 WLBB Facebook page. We are your local news source. in the News Talk 1330 FM 106.3 newsroom. I'm Colin Worthington.